At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello.
We're just talking about Difflam.
Oh, it's so sexy.
It is sexy, Difflam, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good when you get it right at the right spot. You know, I hate when you get them, you miss it and it just gets the back of your tongue and you're like, ah, that was a useless one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
you
taste it as well.
Yeah.
It does have a very numbing sensation when it works. It's unreal.
It's very nice.
But you really do have to get it right there, don't you? And when it works, it's kind of phenomenal.
I'm liking the blue top today.
Thanks very much,
it's
Dave.
That is the most blue thing I've ever seen.
It is very blue. Emma, can you give us some exclusive Thailand content for the podcast people only? Is there anything crazy that happened?
Did you hook up with anyone?
I didn't. No, it wasn't that kind of holiday. I was with my mum.
Oh, yeah, you were at your mum.
Yeah.
Did you see anything crazy in Bangkok?
You were in literal paradise.
Oh, my God.
Just every photo, I was like, Jesus Christ, that place doesn't look real. It looks like a Windows desktop wallpaper.
It does. It is mad, though. There's this place called Maya Bay, right? It's, again, sorry, I did so many tours out in boats, I can't even remember whereabouts in the fucking country it is. But anyway, there was a big tour that we did, and we went, I was somewhere on the Phi Phi Islands, I think. I think, open to correction.
Maya Bay.
Maya Bay, it's
called. That's what Stormzy calls his girlfriend.
Maya Bay. Have a look at Maya Bay there on your phone, right? And when we did this boat tour, we were coming in to say where you get off to look at Maya Bay. And guys, when I say, right, so imagine the cliff edge over there, you're coming in a boat.
Wow.
And I mean throngs, right? Now, I mean potentially in our view, and I'm not exaggerating, potentially 1,000 people queuing to get over this cliff. And like immediately it's depressing. You're like, oh, fuck, right?
Yeah.
This is bad. And you're just literally walking like you're in a military base, just being pushed through, pushed through, pushed through. Maya Bay is now closed for swimming.
Wow.
You can only look at it from the back and you have to get off the beach. You're not, fucking tourists were doing it anyway, obviously. They were standing in getting photos and stuff.
Yeah.
But like you're not meant to put your foot in the water because it's so contaminated because it's been wrecked by tourists. I think it's where...
Is it where they filmed the beach?
Yes. It's where they filmed the beach.
I'm literally looking at the picture. I wondered because it looks so similar.
Yeah. It's where
is
they
that
filmed
the one
beach.
Where they get like older or something?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's really old.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, it's a great film.
But it's mad, right? So it was stunning, but it was also, as stunning as it was so depressing to be there. Like, you can view a beach and then go back on the boat and you're kind of queue.
God.
And then as we were going, we climbed back up to the top to go back down to get in the boat. Do you know, it was like Instagram central for all the gals or whatever.
Yeah.
And the boyfriends were out taking photos. But it was just mad to see there was this girl standing to one side getting the most beautiful photo. She looked amazing and the background looked amazing. And it was just one of those moments where you're like, that's the view that's going on your Instagram. Mm-hmm. But if you turn around, there's like thousands of people and it's so shit here.
And you can't just like lie down and sunbathe or even swim.
No, but it's just giving such a false sense of what this place is like because you're making it look so amazing, but actually this is shit.
Huh.
You know, it's like, leave the poor beach alone. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah. God.
But yeah, anyway, overall it was unbelievable, yeah.
It looked amazing.
Thanks, guys.
So all your content was fake. Is that what you're saying?
No, just
joking.
I didn't take a single photo from Maya Bay. I was very happy to just go. Because it was a tourist. You have to stop there and wait for 40 minutes. And then like me and Mam just kind of did the little walk around and went back waiting to go again. But yeah. What I will say, didn't meet a single rude person in 2 weeks. They're a very happy bunch. I think they're known as the land of smiles.
Did you get scammed?
Never.
No one tried to scam you.
Did you do any haggling in a market or anything?
There was a bit of that going on. All right. Yeah. Because it's funny, like they'd give you a price and initially you're like, okay. And then you're like, and then they'd immediately make it half. They'd be like, okay.
Really?
You're taking the piss out of me.
I'm not good at doing that. I hate haggling.
Sometimes when you just give a little smile being like, really now? Are you taking the piss out of me here?
I love haggling because I always just walk away. Always. I'm always just like, I'll give you 15. And they're like, it's 45 euro. And I'm like, I'll give you 15. And they're like, give me 35. I'm like, no, see you later. And I'll walk away. 9 out of 10 times, will call me back.
Oh,
although
I was on
holidays once with my girlfriend at the time, and she was like, "Oh, I really like that bag." And so I was like, "How much would you pay for it?" She was like, 40. I was like, I'll get for you for 20. So it was like, she went over and he was like, 70 euro. And I was just like, I'll give you 25. And he was like, give me 55. I was like, I'll give you 20 now. And he was just like, no, I can't do it for 20. I was like, no bother. We don't want it that bad anyway. I walked away. And he was like, no problem. And off he walked away.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I was like, bollocks. And she was there like, well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, love my new bag.
Chat to you tomorrow.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Well, hello there.
Hey. Thank God for that. Oh, thank God for that. She's back, lads.
Feet up.
Let's do
thanks, beating
nothing.
God.
Oh, thank God. Off you go now.
I am knackered.
Off you go, Em. Off you go.
Fire away. Where were you? Where were you?
You're
go
doing
on.
Well. You're doing well. Go on. Off you go.
Where were you?
This is grand, isn't it, Ash?
Sorry, just for context, both of them have their feet up on the desk. They're both lying way back on their chairs. Was that planned?
This is what we do when you're off.
Yeah, it's just a...
Go on, where were you?
It's Monday. It's the 26th of February. It's 4 minutes after seven. We are Emma, Dave and Aisling. And it's nice to be back with you, Dossers. Are you all right?
Go on, where were you?
Dossers, we have been up the walls. I'll have you know, up the walls.
Why have things been so crazy?
We realised you do an awful lot of work.
And you know, it's even worse as well when Dave takes 2 days off in the middle of it and you're left on your own.
Guys, while I was away, right, I got a message from my friend who lived...
Where were you?
I was in Thailand, actually, okay. Right? And while I was there, I got a message from my friend who lives in Sydney and he was chatting. You know Stephen?
I know Stephen.
So we were in touch one night, similar time zones, and we were over and back and he said, wait till you see, I'm going to see my other friend. I think his name's Stephen as well. He's a mad fan of your show. And I was like, no way, get a video a few minutes later. Oh my God, I love Emma, Dave and Aisling. I listen every evening in Sydney. You know Dave's off sick, poor Aisling. I found out from some lad in Sydney.
Nice.
On a video.
Nice. The show is massive.
Oh, yeah. We're global. Did they have us on and where was it you were again?
Did they have a what?
Did they have us on and wherever? Where was it you were again on your holidays?
Are you okay? What's wrong with you?
I'm just asking.
I was in Thailand.
Okay. Yeah. And did they have us on in Thailand?
No, Aisling, I didn't hear anyone
of
us on in Thailand.
You just could have done some marketing.
Yeah, Thai FM or something.
I don't know what's going on. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Can we seat up now? Can we get going now, yeah?
We're ready to go.
Perfect. Okay.
We're back.
Right.
Woo.
Welcome.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Stream the entire True Detective box set with a Now Entertainment membership.
This is so good.
You're locked on Spin with more hit music now.
Jack Harlow's Loving On Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I'm looking around. Everyone's in the same gear except for Dave. New hoodie alert.
Yeah, new hoodie.
Where'd you get that?
I didn't even notice.
And where did I get it? I got it in JD and I wore it out on Saturday. I wore it all of Sunday and it's Monday. I'm still wearing it.
Oh. So not so new anymore.
Nope. do not smell me.
Was new 2 days ago.
Smell it. Curry chips
pretty
and
much.
Cigarettes
yeah,
around here
that's
this
it.
Morning.
That's it.
When you're back, just for you, Emma.
A special treat just for me.
Yeah. My new aftershave, yeah.
Justin Timberlake is back. Some are delighted about it, some are like, all right, cool, whatever.
Great tune, though.
It's good. This is Selfish on Spin Morning.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Justin Timberlake and Selfish here at Spin. It's just coming up on 13 minutes after 7. Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, Emma missed a lot last week.
She sure did. Welcome back, Em. You've
Cheers.
Been off the show for... You've been off for 11 shows.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a long time. It
must be weird being back.
It is a little bit weird being back. Yeah, well, it is and it isn't. I was real kind of nervous this morning. Do you know when you're, I don't know.
What
weird.
Time did you come in
that
for?
It is just a reset.
I woke up full on awake and ready for the day at 4:15. And I was like, oh, come on. Like kind of giddy, kind of nervy.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't even away from something for a while. You just feel a bit funny.
This is the thing. You know when you're away from this show specifically, even if it's for 2 days, you feel like you've missed a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, for all I know... Aisling and Dave have eloped.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That was after the first week, darling. Yeah.
Oh, that's old news.
Yeah, but you know, anything could happen. We could be putting on a musical on Friday.
No, don't worry.
All week. There could be loads going on.
I'm here. I would have put my foot down for that. So we decided to give you a little quiz and catch it up on what's been going on.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so here's what you missed. I actually want to see if you can guess what you've missed.
Yeah.
What's happening in this clip is our boss Nick came in.
She has to guess what's happening.
I know,
in this
and
clip
I'm just curious.
Boss.
What do you think happened?
Okay.
But no, it's sounding.
Oh, thanks for that.
Really is there like a bit that you liked at all that we did earlier?
Yeah, loving the soup.
What's this, sorry?
So that was a phone call we had with our boss Nick.
On air?
Yep.
On air, you rang Nick and he was giving out about something you were doing on the show.
And we hung up.
And you hung up on him.
Why did we hang up on him?
Because he wasn't saying nice things.
Wrong. Actually, what happened is Australia passed a rule where it's encouraged to hang up on your boss outside of working hours. So we rang Nick just to hang up on him.
And very good.
Very empowering.
It was. It felt amazing.
Although, it was during working hours.
It was, yeah, but we
that's true, actually. We didn't think about
it. It doesn't matter.
See, she would have ruined that now if she did that.
Dead right.
All right, question two, Emma. While you were away, it was Ash Wednesday.
Ah,
so you missed that. What were the three songs that I picked as my song choices during the Ash Wednesday special?
Give her a clue.
So again, Ash Wednesday is a day where you put ash in your head. It's a religious thing, but you've morphed it into Ashling Wednesday.
Exactly. And I got
for some
to pick...
reason, you get to play loads of music you love on the show.
Yeah, I got to pick one song an hour. I'll give you a hint. One was a Beyonce song.
Okay.
One was a song from a musical, and one was a rogue choice.
A rogue choice. It's hard to get all three. That's very difficult.
Give a guess for each.
A Beyonce one, I'm going to say Who Run the World.
Okay.
Definitely have that wrong, I can tell by your face. A musical one, I don't know, all that jazz.
I wish.
And a rogue one, Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, that is a rogue.
That's a great choice.
Wrong.
All right, let's see if you're right.
Okay.
This Is Me was the one you missed, by the way.
Yes, Beyonce, Irreplaceable, The Greatest Showman, This Is Me, and Last Ketchup. The Ketchup song, a song I put forward for one more tune and lost, so I had my day.
I'm sure people got a chance to really thoroughly enjoy that.
They did.
Speaking of songs, why did this song play a big part of the show over the couple of days? I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo,
I'm riding solo, solo. Your eyes just popped out of your head. I'm so confused.
Why did this song play a big part in the show over a few days?
Go on.
Because Jason Derulo was in town?
No.
Is Aisling single?
Aisling's dancing. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Dear God, no.
I don't know.
Well, I was off sick. So Aisling... Aisling was riding solo on the show.
Very good.
And
yes,
that is
yes,
why
yes, yes, yes.
Took
okay.
full advantage of riding solo by going through a list of people who went solo and succeeded.
Yes,
so you did.
I just considered it because it went on a bit. Do you know, it was one day, then it was 2 days. I said, sure, I may as well just do it. Go
were
solo.
You having fun on your own by the end?
I was, and then I was so happy to not be on my own.
Yeah, I get you.
It was stressful.
A lot of talking on your own.
Yeah. Okay, question four. You're not doing too well. What is Dave talking about in this clip?
Ate a chicken korma fit food, bottles of whipped cream, 12 chicken dippers, half a garlic bread, 3 dough balls, and 2 Kinder bars.
I'd say that's Dave's average Saturday diet.
Yeah, you're not far off, to be fair. That was when I was sick. I had absolutely no appetite at all. And then as soon as I was starting to get better, the appetite came back and I ate all of that within, I'd say, the space of maybe 2 hours.
I love when that happens, when you're sick and you feel miserable and then it comes back like, bing!
Yeah, you're like,
feed me!
Feed me.
I'm honestly. Alive!
Yeah.
And lastly, what was Aisling asking you listening for during the show whilst Emma was away?
087-711-1038 if you have a b- send it our way. Do the listeners of Spin 1038 have b- get them in?
Do the listeners of Spin have a toaster? I don't know.
No, it was a bit grosser than that.
Have a fungal nail.
Oh,
very close.
Very close.
Have a rag nail.
No, but you're in the region.
Toes. have a webbed foot.
It was one of the
bit more to the right of the toes.
Bit more to the right of the toes.
If it's there,
Veruca.
No,
Bunion.
Yes.
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 Aisling was looking for Bunion pictures of the Spin 103 listeners, and thank God. No one texted in.
No one.
See, we had this great experiment going that was going to be brilliant. There are bunion support groups on Facebook, but in order to get into them, you have to send a picture of your bunion.
Sugar.
So I was looking for bunion pics, see if we could hack into the bunion support groups, but it didn't work.
Damn it. Back in my day when I was working part-time in a shoe shop, I had old men and ladies looking for nice shoes, understandably, and particularly shoes to support their bunions.
Their bunions.
Oh. Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I had a great time.
You would have got all the pics.
Lucky you're on this show now.
I know.
Don't do that anymore.
I used to also measure your breasts for bra sizes. That was a different time.
Well, that sounds like a good job.
Here's new era. You're listening to Spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling, good morning.
I want to hear a bizarre story.
Yes.
A singer who tried to audition for Britain's Got Talent 6 times has announced that he wants to sue the show's makers for £85 million, right?
That's a lot of money.
Compensation, apparently, after his latest audition was scrapped due to COVID. Robert Aslanian, who is no lawyer... wants to represent himself.
Good man.
This is going to go well.
Has lodged legal papers to the High Court.
Does that, like, cost him money?
I would imagine so, yeah. I don't know if it costs money to lodge a case, but...
If you don't have to pay a lawyer...
Yeah, what are your legal fees?
Yeah. But
if you lose, you have to pay for the other person.
The other person's lawyer.
So you got to be very confident going into this.
Yeah, you really do, yeah.
Anybody know Roger, can we dissuade him?
Yeah, well, I'd love to dissuade him because Fremantle Media, who are the makers of the Britain's Got Talent on ITV, said that the company owes Aslanian not a penny in compensation. He claims he travelled from Manchester to Cardiff with his family, friends and 3 technical assistants with the dream of winning a chance to perform his royal tribute song, Our Mother Queen, live on BGT and scooping the £250,000 prize, right?
Does he realise she wouldn't be there?
It's out of date now as well.
I think this was during 2020.
Excuse me.
So documents filed at the High Court show that he is acting as his own litigant to the person, meaning any legal firm is unlikely to take the case.
Couple of questions. One, why does he feel so hard done by that? They didn't air the audition or he didn't get to actually audition?
Basically, the bulk of it is... It's basically that he lost out on a lucrative musical and marketing contract due to Britain's Got Talent's cancellation of his audition, right?
Right.
So he's saying, look at the things I could have got if I won.
I think a lot of people could also say that.
I was like, in that case, I'm going to sue like BBC Radio 1 because I've applied for jobs there multiple times and I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I'm going to sue the National Lottery for the lottery I didn't win.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, literally. So he's basically suing for what he could have lost out on the chance of getting. Do you know what I mean? Like that's what
oh
it is.
Oh my God.
That's like all of us.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Else that you'd like in life.
Anyway, he says he wants £85,252,341 compensation. Which includes the loss of his contract, the loss of a chance to win the Britain's Got Talent grand prize, the cost of his trip to Cardiff, and a £66 Tesco food bill for his entourage on the day of the trip.
That's mad.
I kind of love the blind confidence.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Is this for a little bit of publicity?
Yeah.
Of course it is, but... You're also really going to get a lot of damage after the publicity because you're going to have to pay for the other lawyer.
I'd love to see a study on people who sue.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on there? I saw an article, it came up on my Twitter, and it was like a woman was suing for whatever, like thousands and thousands worth of damages from, I think she was in like a car accident, but she claimed that she couldn't work for 5 years, but in that time she won a Christmas tree throwing competition.
Wow.
Okay. I know, it really did open my mind when I was away. Like, the amount of things that would be like, me and my mum were walking around being like, that'd be a sue. That'd be a sue.
Yeah, you'd be suing for that.
You'd be suing for that. There was an elderly lady boarding a ferry, right, from one of the islands back to the mainland the other day. And she sat down on the waiting platform, essentially. But there was this row of seats and they weren't, like, stuck to the ground. They were steel seats. And she fell down and the entire chair just went over on top of her.
Oh, wow.
And she just got over it and got back up. We were like, if that was at home, now you'd be saying, sue. Jazzy is back. Haven't heard this yet. Looking forward to it. New music from her. It's called Shooting Star. You're on Spin. Good morning. Leave me last words. I like that at Shooting Star on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just 7:30 now. Guys, if I
could... Oh, she's had a breakdown. What's going on?
You okay? It's only been a half an hour.
I just feel like such a dope. But anyway, I just feel so... what's the word when you're really... obsessed with yourself?
Confident?
No, that's cocky. Not confident. Cocky.
Narcissistic.
I feel like a narcissist saying this, but you should really get away to the sun, guys. I can't recommend
enough. Were you away?
I just can't recommend enough taking some time out, getting some nice sunny rays on the bod. I have to say, lads.
Anywhere in particular we should go?
I would actually recommend Greece.
Would you?
I would recommend Greece. Now, I haven't been in a while. I was in Thailand.
That's not where you were.
No, I was in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
But I also think the island hopping like you do in Thailand is kind of similar to what you do in Greece. My mom said, this is like Greece in the 90s. Anyway, I have a fine tan.
You do?
You'll never be able to see, but my belly is... 10 out of 10.
The belly always gets so brown and then you come back to Ireland.
When you
and
have a bit of chub on the belly, it goes proper brown. It's stunning.
Well, I want a tan too.
So if you'd like a tan, well, message us the word golden now, because we have a holiday to Greece to give away after 8 o'clock this morning. Golden will do in a WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
Dublin Travel.
All right, Andrew, what's happening?
There's a breakdown on the M1 northbound at the off-ramp.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Noah Cann's Stick Season on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. That gig looked amazing in Dublin a few weeks ago.
Oh my God, like that was like a month ago, no?
Ages ago.
That's so funny. That was like the last thing that happened before you left.
And some people call him Noah Cahan.
Do they?
They do.
It's Cann.
But that's not his name.
That's not my name.
We like to call That's Not My Name. It's a lot of fun of a Monday morning. You come on and with absolutely no hints or clues, no questions, we just guess what your name is. Okay, we've been playing this for about 3 weeks now, I think. And last week, the most exciting thing ever happened.
No way.
Can you guess what happened?
Did you guess someone's name?
We sure did.
Have a listen.
Is your name Emily?
That's not my name.
Is your name Niamh?
That is my name.
It was a great moment. It was a fantastic moment.
It was, you can't even imagine how amazing it was.
So we have no IMC cinema passes left and Eve won them all, did she?
Yeah, she won 8, I think, last week. So we have reset to 4 IMC cinema passes. So it's still a good total.
How did you know?
I know like about 12 Neves. So I thought it was quite a safe bet to get Steve. I was just feeling it.
You should have given us more there. You know, there was just a vibe you could tell, you could sense off her.
No, it was just, it just came to me, you know, divine inspiration. So basically, if you want to come on and try and win 4 MC cinema passes today, all we need you to do is send us over a WhatsApp voice note of you saying, my name is blank. Okay, the only person that's going to listen to that voice note is producer Callum.
Yeah.
You'll then come on with us and we will have one guess each at your name. We will not have any idea what your name is. And if we guess correctly, you win 4 IMC cinema passes.
Simple as that.
It's very good fun. It is
a lot of fun.
So it's just a voice note that says, my name is Emma.
Yes.
And I send that to producer Callum.
Yes, to 087 711 1038. And that is also just to prove that you're not lying to us and saying, oh yeah, that's my name, sure. Go on.
That's true.
Bernadette, yeah, I'll take that. But you're a fella. No.
All right, get in touch now if you want to play That's Not My Name this morning. In the meantime, new Calvin Harrison, Rag and Bone Man. This is Lovers in a Past Life on Spin.
Patience feels a good.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
This is a game called That's Not My Name. We want you to come on, have a little chat with us, and we're going to guess your name. We have absolutely no idea what your name is. We're not going to ask for any hints or clues.
We don't even want to talk to you for that long, to be honest, because then
really
we might get a vibe. But no, this is all about chance.
Yeah, intuition. Producer Callum does know your name, though, because you have sent us in a WhatsApp voice note of you telling him your name, okay? So we have those voice notes, and what we do here is we play out the voice note just so you listening know the player's name.
But we
have
a clue.
We all take our headphones off.
So Emma, Dave and Aisling's headphones come off. We haven't a clue. We can't hear it. And then producer Callum tells us when we're all ready.
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. Headphones off?
Headphones off.
Headphones off in the room. Can I hit it now, Callum?
Yep. My name is Grace.
And off we go.
Player one.
Player one. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very well, very well. Did you have a nice weekend?
You did.
Nice.
That's good.
Good. What did you do? Out or in?
I went one day in,
Monday out.
You're breaking the rules, Emma. You're asking too many questions.
Right, okay. I am going to take a guess. Player one's name is Louise.
That's not my name.
Player one's name, Emma, is very clearly Amy.
That's not my name.
Damn it.
Player one, is your name Emily?
That's not my name.
Ah, damn it. Player one, reveal yourself.
My name is Grace.
Ah, Grace. Just hold me in your arms.
You know, I actually saw one of the most popular baby names of last year.
Very
Grace?
Good.
Interesting. Yes. Thanks, Grace.
Was it?
Yeah, lovely name that.
Cheers, our Grace.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we roll on. I really want this to happen now because you got the win when I was away.
So the other most popular was Jack. So if there's a lad, I'm going to do Jack.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Headphones off.
Headphones off.
Can I hit it, Callum?
Yeah.
My name is Sarah.
And on we go.
Player two.
All right, player two. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Not really, too bad. Really good. Thanks.
All right. We're going to guess your name, player two.
Okay. Player two. Is your name Danielle?
That's not my name.
Player two. Is your name Lisa?
That is not my name.
Oh.
Player two, last chance. Is your name Saoirse?
That is not my name.
Oh, you know what would have been awkward if she was Circa or something.
Yeah,
that would have been close.
Player two, reveal yourself.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah.
I nearly said Sarah.
I nearly said Sarah. That's so annoying. That is so annoying. Go with your gut. Go
heartbreaker.
With your gut.
Heartbreaker, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
See you later. All right, last chance to get this right, guys. Headphones off.
All right.
Name is Aoife.
And we're good to go.
Player
we're
good
to go.
Three.
Good to go.
Final player.
Player three, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good, right. Good, good.
Let's get to this. Is your name Rebecca?
No.
That's not your name. Okay.
Is your name Sive?
No.
I love that name.
No.
Last chance, is your name Ashley?
No!
Player three, what's your name?
Aoife.
Aoife.
I was kind of close.
Sugar, sugar. Listen, thanks for giving it a go. Have a great day, Aoife.
See you, Aoife.
You too.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Aoife probably wants us to change the name of the game from That's Not My Name to No.
Yeah, well, I want to change Aoife's name to
Ashley.
To Ashley.
Yeah.
Sugar, we try again next week. We'll get better at this, guys.
We will.
I have confidence. Sagala, James Arthur now. This is Lasting Lover on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Wake up,
you baby. This is Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Kind of in the car, oh, yeah.
Hello, good morning to you. Coming up on 2 minutes after eight on Monday, the 26th of February. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Good morning.
Together. Good morning.
Welcome back, Emma. Thank
Cheers.
God for that.
It's been a while.
Do you know what? This has been a really tough weekend for me because I'm in the wars and I haven't even mentioned it once on the show.
Oh, but you're about to mention it now. Get ready.
If this is illness
Things.
Again...
It is illness again.
Okay,
things come in threes. I've not been like well for more than 3 days consecutively this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you should go away on your holidays to Thailand or something.
Yeah, I should. You know what? You're absolutely dead right. But no, I have got a really weird one. A cracked knuckle. My skin on my knuckle is so dry that every time I like make a fist, it cracks even more.
That's moisturiser.
I've done nothing but moisturise last week and it just keeps cracking.
Are you going to take tomorrow off?
Sure. How dare you? There's no we realised last week there's no sympathy for being sick on this show at all.
I was actually very kind to Dave when he was off sick.
Were you?
Yes, I was. And I said it very nicely on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Lovely.
I have got two cold sores. So that's good.
Yeah. How many times have you mentioned the other big fancy word again this morning?
And then
air?
The third one is the clencher. My uvula.
You just love saying that. It sounds like a filthy word.
To quote Cardi B, that swinging, dangly, swinging, digging, swinging, bigger, throat. Yeah, that thing.
Uvula sounds like a female body part that's...
It does, actually.
In
yeah.
the nethers.
But no, the uvula is the little swingy thing at the back of your throat and it's inflamed to the size of a golf ball, so I can't really talk that much.
You can't.
Not ideal.
Without it being really, really sore.
Do you know what it is doing? It's making your voice really deep
it
and manly.
Yeah, it sounds
really
kind of
is.
Sexy.
Yeah, yeah thank I must you. Say, Dave, it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
You should take
and then you, open your eyes and here I am with two cold sores and a cracked knuckle.
As soon as I put on my headphones this morning and heard you through my headphones, I went, Jesus, Dave, I have to get another shot of testosterone when
God.
I was gone.
Here come the rumours.
Whenever I get cold, I always sing the start of Beyonce Halo. because that's a note that I can only reach when I have a cold.
What is
it's
the
like,
starter?
It's like, remember those walls I built?
Remember baby, they're tumbling down.
They didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound.
Oh, didn't even make a sound.
Oh, come on, give us the didn't even make.
Didn't even make a sound.
Oh, good morning, ladies.
Oh, I'm liking this. I might be sick for more often now.
Stick around. The golden ticket is on the way. You're on spin.
Yeah. Emma, Dave and Aisling's.
Okay, okay, I got that.
Golden ticket.
A holiday to go. We'd love to send you off to Corfu. Oh, but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. I was saying earlier on, having a tan is really nice.
Oh, why do you have a tan, Emma? Where were you?
I was away.
Were you away? Were we in the Scottish Highlands, was it?
Yeah, no, I got a fine colour, I have to say. I've white boobs and a white bum.
Oh, that's
where
nice.
You know you've got a good tan, you know?
Do you know what I always think when your boobs are like that? It looks like eyeballs.
Yeah, it does. It's actually kind of terrifying to look at. I really
it's
don't like
great.
It.
It's not great.
No, it's not. And then your white bum is pathetic,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
I always think that with lads, the way they wear their shorts. I'm like, that must look so weird.
Little white shorts.
Yeah, a little white bum. Yeah. You know? Anyway, if you'd like a little white bum yourself, you could head off to Corfu. All but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. 7 nights at the Royal Grand Hotel to go. And you got to come on, play the golden ticket and win it.
I'd say most people have a white bum at the moment anyway.
Yeah, they do.
But then also white legs, it doesn't look as bad.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Linda's on to give it a go this morning. Where are you off to at the moment?
I'm just dropping my son into work and then I'm going to work in Ballymount.
What do you do for work, Linda?
I work in Reliance and Bearings and
I not one of those words. Not one of those words do I understand.
Okay, Reliance.
Let's talk about Reliance first. What does that mean?
And Bearings.
What the hell is Bearings?
Bearings, gearboxes, motors, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, so cars. Is it cars?
Cars. Trains.
Say that again, sorry, Linda.
Planes, and automobiles.
Ah, very good.
Wow,
she's a girl who knows her motors.
I
she's
like that,
She's always
Linda.
Make the joke and say, have you lost your bearings?
Yeah.
So when you said bearings, do you mean like ball bearings?
Yeah, little ball bearings, yeah.
So, can you play around the engine of a train?
No.
Oh. So you sell parts for these things?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Fantastic.
That's a cool
we had
job,
a player working in Ballymount last week and they did something construction-y.
Yeah.
Are you kind of out in the industrial estates?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that all there is in Ballymount?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. We're only there a year. We were over in, where were we? We were in Robin Hood before that.
Okay,
and their main place is Cork.
Is there good places to get lunch in Ballymount?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, they need to work on that because there's lots of people working
there.
Right?
Well, there's plenty of places to get nice lunches in Corfu, I tell you that much,
there
Linda.
Sure are.
Let's
see
if we can get you there. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. If you guess five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win the ultimate break in Corfu. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say there's multiple collaborations or anything like that, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. Does that make sense?
Okay.
There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one.
Yeah, that's going to be a handy one for you.
Very, very handy. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. Simple as that. Get it?
Okay, yeah.
Amazing.
All right, Linda, let's do this.
When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Linda, are you from Ballymount or are you from somewhere else?
I'm from Lucan.
Linda from Lucan. Oh, look, that works really,
that's
really
beautiful.
Well.
That's poetry.
You normally hate alliteration.
No, but that's
nice.
Linda from Lucan is nice.
Oh, that's poetry.
It sounds like it's a made up text.
Linda from Lucan, 25 seconds on the clock. It does actually, it totally does. Linda from Lucan, 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck, song one, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an English. Man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just...
What do you think, Linda?
Stop. Ed Sheeran.
You said swap, though.
Ah, yeah, you said swap.
No, stop. I said stop.
Oh,
Ed Sheeran.
There's no swap. Stop now.
Only a swap.
Yeah. So you needed you needed the song title as well.
I tell you what we'll do, Linda. We're going to go back to 25 seconds and we're going to swap the song out for you, okay?
That's the fairest thing to do, I think. Sorry.
Now, keep in mind, Linda, we have no more swaps remaining, okay? So whatever this song one is and song two and song three and song four and song five will stay the same, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Linda.
So we need the title of the song and the artist. That one there was Galway Girl Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, and you can just say it while the song is playing. You don't have to stop the song or anything like that, all right? Here we go. 25 seconds on a brand new song one. Linda, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Houdini.
Stop the clock.
Well done, Linda.
Yup, Linda.
Go on, Linda.
You've been listening recently, obviously. That's been played a lot. Houdini, Dua Lipa. That is song one in the bag. And you got that in 5 seconds. Really good.
Well done.
Perfect amount of time left. 20 seconds, 4 songs to go. Let's go for song two, Linda. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. No other name for you. Even though they call you
He's
by
back.
Another, you
were always my G.
Yeah? What's the song called?
Ever since the first day you were here, you were always
my G. He just said it.
My G.
Stop the clock.
Go on, Linda. We're sucking diesel now. We're getting our bearings.
Hey!
All right.
Mom, I need a holiday.
That was my G, H and Ed Sheeran, back again. All right, we've got 9 seconds left and 3 songs to go. It's not terrible.
Absolutely not. Let's go for song three, Linda. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Always like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Dating Barry Keoghan.
Oh, Shane.
Oh, what's the name? 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Sabrina.
Yeah.
It was Sabrina.
Sabrina Carpenter it is, and the song is called Feather.
She's on the world tour with Taylor Swift.
But, you know,
at the moment.
You've heard it anyway on the show, I'm sure.
I know.
Ah, flip.
Linda, it wasn't to be, unfortunately. But thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I'm going on holidays anyway in 3 weeks.
You didn't need this, so...
She's only on for the crack.
She's only on for the crack. Dead right.
Where are you going on your holidays?
Okay, thanks so much. I'm going to Lanzarote.
Oh, beautiful.
Just
see you later.
Good.
Bye.
Okay, thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
See you later. All right, we try again tomorrow.
I thought Linda was done and dusted after Ed Sheeran, but she actually made a good comeback.
I've never seen someone not know Ed Sheeran Galway Girl before.
I know.
It's our first time ever hearing the word, stop.
Yeah,
confusing it with stop the bus, perhaps.
Would your life be better or worse if you didn't know Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran?
I think it might be slightly better.
A little bit better.
Maybe a lot better.
Yeah, Monday's fine. Yeah. The Monday version will do. 100%.
If you want to play tomorrow, you can get in touch now. Just register with the word golden 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Emma Nolan.
It's been a while, eh?
It has been a while. Welcome back.
Thanks.
From where were you?
Jesus, lads, are you all right? I was in Thailand.
You're in Thailand. Okay, right. So you were away for the last 18 days.
Yes.
Well, I was off 11 shows, so I've missed a lot.
Yes, yeah, you haven't been on this show for 18 days. It's crazy.
I've been away for so long, I didn't even get a chance to tell you about how my granny's 90th birthday party went.
Oh, God.
That's another story.
Yeah, we cannot get into that here.
No.
Well, basically, we've been thinking that you're back on the show now. The next time you go away, I think, is New York. Is it in May?
Yeah.
So that'll be, you know, a while of talking about New York and things like that. But you've been off the show for, you say, 11 days.
Right.
Because you were in that place.
The Scottish Highlands, is it?
Where was it? Belfast?
Sorry, what's wrong with you?
Where was it?
Where were you again?
I was in Thailand.
I keep forgetting.
We need to like wake you up a little bit, okay? It's been an hour and a half into the show, and I think you're rusty. I think she's rusty, Dave.
To be honest, I didn't want to say anything, and I wouldn't have been as brutal as Ash has just been. But I have been thinking maybe we need to work on the wording. You know, we need to get the mouth moving.
Yeah, we need a bit.
We need some warm up exercises. So Emma, what we've done is I've made you some tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters.
Yep. I've highlighted the ones I would like you to read them out and just have a read of them. See if you can say them and that'll get the mouth working.
This is just to get the mouth going.
Yeah, and it's just to get you ready to go until we start talking about New York.
It's going to be a long time before you have holidays again, Emma. So you just need to get warmed up today, okay? Because you're rusty.
A little bit rusty.
Rusty, yeah. Okay.
There's something going on here that I don't know.
So
but anyway.
So there's a couple of tongue twisters for you here.
So I read the ones that are highlighted in yellow.
Yes. Yeah.
The tip of the it's actually hard. The tip of the Thailand tongue and the Thailand teeth, the Thailand lips.
Oh, very. It wasn't great. Why don't we keep going? Maybe it'll improve.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one.
12 timid turtles travels to Thailand's tranquil beaches.
God, she never stops going on about Thailand.
Always about
she?
Thailand. My Jeez. God.
Go on, keep going. Do another one there.
Thundering thunderstorms threaten Thailand's tropical terrain.
Go again, you messed that one up.
That was beautiful.
Thundering thunderstorms threaten Thailand's tropical terrain.
Thailand again. Mm. Is she still going on about Thailand?
Lads.
Go on, do the fourth one there.
What's happening here? This is the girl who went to London and talked for 12 hours. she went on a day trip and talked about it for the week.
Touché.
Tina tried to teach Thai traditions to 3 tourists in Thailand.
Ah, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, once again, Thailand.
That's mad. Oh my God, she's still talking about it. Go on, do the last one there.
Always going on about Thailand.
through thick and thin, Thailand's temples triumph.
What one
Thailand,
was your
Thailand? Thailand.
What one was your favorite one?
Yeah, do your favorite one again.
I like the one about the turtles.
Do it
what
again.
Was that one?
12 timid turtles travels to Thailand's tranquil beaches.
Oh, of course, it was. I liked the one about Thailand.
I liked the first one. Yeah, the other one about Thailand was a bit much. What was the first one again?
I'm really confused. The tip of the Thailand's tongue, the Thailand's teeth, the Thailand's lips. That's a weird one.
Say that one again.
What's happening?
Say it, just go.
Go one more time.
Callum, please.
Go one more time.
The tip of the Thailand's tongue, the Thailand's teeth, the Thailand's lips.
And now try to do really fast. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The
go.
Tip of the Thailand tongue, the Thailand teeth, the Thailand lips.
Faster. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The tip of the Thailand tongue, the Thailand teeth, and the Thailand lips.
Yes. Faster. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The tip of the Thailand tongue, the Thailand teeth, and the Thailand lips.
Oh, she's
there.
Back.
We go. There we go. She's ready.
She's ready
for fully charged.
I'm so lost.
That's it.
You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning.
And, our producer, Callum, has a bit of a dilemma he'd like
Hello.
Our opinion on and help with, I believe, this morning.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a pickle, and it's a little bit HR specific.
God.
But so I think the three of you and you listening are definitely going to be able to help me out.
I think the head of HR, Joanne, would be happy to leave us in charge of this HR situation.
Yes.
I think she would trust us.
We're really good at, like, you know, being professional and not cursing on the radio.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We've never had a complaint.
Ever. Not even one.
I want you to cast your minds back to August. If you remember in August, me and my girlfriend Jess, we went to Edinburgh for the Edinburgh Fringe for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And the day that we were coming back, our flight got delayed and we were really late. So I said to our boss, oh, I'll work from home the following day and I won't book a holiday day. And he was like, no, you need to book a holiday day for this. You're not coming into work. Just don't do any work. But I was doing work for you at home. I did some prep. I did the cash machine. I did some technical kind of things.
By cash machine, you mean you copy and paste the cash machine
I did.
Brilliant.
But I didn't use a holiday day for that because I worked. And now I'm coming into a similar predicament,
okay,
but it's kind of different. So I want you to listen to this story that I'm going to tell you, you listening and the three of you in the studio. And I need you to tell me whether I should book a day off or not book a day off.
Okay. Okay.
So, on Wednesday afternoon, I'm going back home to the UK. I'm going back to Nottingham.
Because
This week.
I forgot to think I didn't know that.
Because...
Sure, neither did we.
Exactly. On Wednesday afternoon, I have a flight at 2 in the afternoon because I have a ticket for Nottingham Forest v Manchester United in the FA Cup. Sorry, yeah. Dave, you can't come with me.
Nice one. You could have surprised me. That would have been a nice surprise, but no.
You're not sitting in the home end. And that game kicks off at 7:45 on Wednesday evening. I then have a return flight to Dublin at 5:50 a.m. on Thursday morning. That lands into Dublin at 10 minutes to 7.
Okay.
Ooh.
My plan from then was to come straight from the airport into work.
Yeah, perfect.
And do some work. But I wasn't going to get into the show until about, I would say, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're about an hour into the show.
We're 2 hours into our workday.
Exactly. And I just don't know. Do I come in and do that and not book a day off, or should I book the day off and just not come in?
I think we need to have a HR meeting about this,
yeah,
guys. So we need some time to consider.
Would you use an annual leave day and go back to bed, or would you keep your precious annual leave day and kind of do a part of your working day?
So that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of coming into work, but my worry is that I'm going to say this to our boss, Nick, and Nick is going to say, no, you're coming in 2 hours late. You're going to have to book a day off.
Is Nick that much of a...
He loves looking at the rules for annual leave.
So you are looking for the people of Dublin and your dear co-workers here to back you up, essentially.
Yeah.
So 087-711-1038. Should Callum take the day or should he wangle a little?
Should I come in and not book it?
All right. 087-711-1038. What do you think? And have you maybe been in a similar situation?
And be brutal.
Oh, be brutal.
This is our show we're talking about.
I don't think I need to use an annual leave day, and I think I can come at 8 o'clock. Like, I'm never late. I'm always here before you. Over the amount of years that we've done this show, the year and a half, I would say the amount of time extra that I've worked isn't equated to the time that you've not been in.
The HR team of Emma, Dave and Aisling will decide.
And I don't think your predicament should prompt you to start digging at us. You don't need to
We haven't done anything wrong. We're not looking for extra days off.
Don't really see the...
Great point, Emma. I'm glad you're back.
No need. Get your opinion.
That's something
sober.
Dave and I wouldn't have seen.
We wouldn't have seen that. Well done, Emma. Yeah.
So I'm going back home to the UK on Wednesday afternoon. My flight's at 3 o'clock because I'm going to see Nottingham Forest v Manchester United. Please don't boo me going back to home to see my mother and football. I'm actually
home is Santry now.
We just boo you leaving because it's more work for us.
So my flight back after the match is at 5:50 a.m. on Thursday morning. It means that I land in Dublin just before 7 a.m.
Did you do it on purpose because you wanted to be back for the show?
Well, that was the only flight available the next day. So,
but Nottingham, man.
But when I saw that it was going to get me in just before 7 o'clock, I was thinking, do you know what? I can get into work for about 8. I won't have to book an annual leave day, yada, yada, yada. But I'm worried that I'm going to still have to book an annual leave day or take some time and do some extra work because our boss, Nick, is a stickler for the holiday days.
Yeah.
If you take a day off, he's not going to give you it. It has to go through the book. So I'm asking you this morning whether I should just book the day off and not come into work, or if you think it's all right for me to come in 2 hours late and just not tell anyone.
Yeah, well, you've just told all of Dublin.
I absolutely think that's fine.
I think you've made a fatal mistake in telling us the time of your flight. I think you could have fibbed and said that the flight was much earlier and that you were, I'm due to be in just on time and oops, it's delayed, or oops, there's something.
I'm too honest.
Genius.
I'm too honest. I could have easily have said, the flight's not going to get me in until 10 o'clock
or
whatever.
So as a HR representative here, I think that was your first mistake.
But also he's been honest.
Yeah, I don't value that.
Cool.
I value savvy.
Excellent at HR.
Dave, I want to hear your HR view in a moment, but first Michael was on.
See, now what you should have done is gone to the game, not told anyone, and then when you were going into work the day after, just rang up and be like, oh, I'm going to be a bit late because, I don't know, your washing machine's broke or there's been a flood in your flat or house, or an accident or something like that, and then no one would have been none the wiser, and then your boss wouldn't have made you use a holiday day. Win-win situation.
And nice, another great one.
Yeah. No, it is. It's another fantastic suggestion.
You're saying this man is going to go to a Forest game against Manchester United and not tell me.
It's kind of mean that you didn't bring Dave on this. This would have been a nice day for you too.
I couldn't put Dave in the home end. I'd get my ticket revoked.
That's fair.
And my problem is I was planning on documenting my journey on Wednesday because I'm going to be up from very early for the show, and then I'm going to go straight to the airport and then put pictures of the match up. So it was like social media age. I couldn't get away with it.
He's thinking of his Instagram.
He's thinking of the content, babe.
It's at Callum Farmer if you want to go and see what I'm up to.
Shameless.
C-A-L-L-U-M. Who else?
Okay.
You're disgusting.
I've marked my position. What are your two positions?
I think absolutely don't dare take a holiday day. I would be straight in. You've 2 hours less work.
Yeah.
You're still coming in to do work. And if he's really that much of a stickler for the days off rules, just work 2 hours later. Like, it doesn't really matter. You'll have your work done for today, or for the day you're going to be late.
Yeah.
The day before.
I agree with Dave wholeheartedly on this. And I'm like, if there's any hassle, I'd be saying, all right, let me show you what you owe me then, because I've done this many hours.
Dead right.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
100%. Pri is on. What are you saying?
Definitely book a day off. Come on, you work so hard.
It doesn't work that hard, Priya.
You just want him to like have the day to chillax, yeah?
Of course. He has to run to the airport early morning.
No, but see, Priya, I don't think he actually wants to take a day. That's the thing. I think he wants to work. I think he's curious.
Yeah,
does he have to take a day? No, I think he doesn't. I think he wants to work for it.
See, he's trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes here and like get a late start but still not have to take a day off.
Yeah,
that's true. Basically, I want to come in at 8 o'clock and sit around and do nothing for 2 hours and then go home.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that, Priya?
I think he should definitely take the day off.
Yeah, I think Priya is just all about Callum's well-being right now, to be honest. That's just...
Tell him
to eat his 5 fruit and veg today now, Priya.
Because if he's a workaholic, this will give him a time off.
This is true.
Good point. All right, Priya. And get a massage as well, Callum, while you're away.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye, Priya.
See you, Priya.
Then take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We just got this message in from Misha, who's listening to us in Mauritius.
Oh, very nice.
All Misha is saying is, why would you go and see Forest lose to Manchester United?
That's not probable.
Thank you for your input, Misha, in Mauritius.
Appreciate it.
Not really helping the whole predicament. Okay, all right, Callum, have you made a decision?
My decision is, I am going to come in a little later on Thursday and not book a holiday day.
Yay! Dead right. Well done.
I totally agree with that, but I also think 6 o'clock is start time. I think we play Callum from six.
Well, thank God.
Messages. We get him to questions. Do a bit of work on the way over. Okay. We get you. We check in with your progress.
So I'm going to be waking up for my flight at 3:30 in the morning. So I'll start sending voice notes from when I wake up.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Perfect.
Love yeah. it.
And I'd like the cash machine copy and pasted in before we get on.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no. Yeah, oh, well yeah. done. Yeah, I'll do that the day yeah. before.
Oh, that'll take great, all man. Of 12 seconds.
Thank God you're not a manager, Ashley.
Such a hard worker, our Callum. Producer Callum had a predicament there. He was just saying, do I take an annual leave day or try and save it? Because we all know they are quite precious. He's going to see Nottingham Forest take on Man United on Wednesday evening back at home in Nottingham. And his flight doesn't get into... He basically wouldn't get back on the show till about 8 o'clock on Thursday yeah. morning. Yeah. And he was like, do you think I could get away with this? Well, John was on with further advice, Callum.
Callum, you need to take the day off, man. Seriously. After the thumping you're going to get from United, you might need 2 days off, man.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Class. Sorry, that sounds so cool.
Callum just dabbed on the spin.
You know it's good. That's new and it sounds lovely. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling. This is Spin. It's 4 minutes after nine. Good morning.
It's finally actually Emma, Dave, and Aisling. First time in 18 days, I believe. It's great to have Emma back, isn't it, Dave?
It's good to be. It's good for the three of us to be back in a room together.
She's a lovely girl, isn't she?
She's all right.
She's a lovely girl. And Emma is a lovely girl. Very, very kind, nice, considerate person.
You're all lovely girls.
Until it seems.
Oh, for God's sake.
She goes away. Because last week, Emma did one of the big no-nos of holiday goers.
This annoyed me to no end.
One of the greatest transgressions one could do to her co-workers while on a tropical
holiday.
Emma, stop
looking at the email.
What Emma did was she posted in our work group chat photos and videos of sunsets and beaches.
I did.
Not cool.
No, not cool. While we were like sitting looking at each other.
In the studio, she goes and she said something like, oops, and a tongue face. No, soz, even worse. Soz, she says, as she sends these videos, right? And at that time, we were incensed. Okay, we were
not
so
happy.
Angry.
Not happy.
And we did something that maybe right now I mightn't be so proud of. I feel a little bit bad. But we scheduled an email to send to you that would arrive at 9:02 in the morning.
Oh!
So you have that email. I'd like you to read that email now.
Ashley Bonner, welcome back.
Yeah. I sent this last week when you sent your things. I was in a fit of rage.
You bitch. Welcome back, Emma. Just think, this time last week you were on a beach like this. How many annual leave days you've left? Aww. Rage. And it's a photo of, can you imagine the greeny water of the sea in Thailand? The little boats and the gorgeous greeny lush headlands. You bitch.
I think it was called for.
Absolutely deserved, I think, Kevin Nolan.
Yeah, I think so too. For what you, with that in mind, I did count up the annual leave days last night and it's all a bit sad.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's all a bit sad.
How many
sad.
Do we get? Do we get 23?
I don't know, ish, something like that.
I still have 23.
Oh, that's because you took 3 sick days. Oh!
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lovely sunny spells out there now.
You brought the sun back with you, huh?
Thank God for that.
Look, lads, I was just walking through the office and you know the way at 9 o'clock people start coming in for their regular day. Mm. Got 2 lovely tan compliments.
Oh.
That's a win.
Yeah.
And anyway. A tan in February is a rare sight to behold.
I know. And it's a shame I can't show it off in these winter clothes.
Because it's real. Which is, makes it even better.
Exactly.
Know, but it's stuck behind jeans and coats. Anyway, listen, I've been in Thailand for the last couple of weeks and I went travelling with my mam. Now, this was not my bingo card for 2024. What year are we in?
Four.
Yeah. I haven't ever really travelled with my mam, I guess, apart from like family holidays when I was a child. And just in case you're not familiar with this backstory, my brother's been travelling around for a while and then my cousin has been working remotely from Thailand since after Christmas. So her mom, who's my auntie, my mom's sister, was keen to catch up with her and that's how the whole thing kind of came together. So my mom and I travelled on our own for the first like 4 to 5 days before we met the rest of the gang, okay?
Lovely.
And was I apprehensive about travelling with my mother? Yeah, of course.
you know, what if we have a row?
Oh yeah, that'd be awkward.
The last time I had a row with my mom, I was probably like 15 and being like, oh, what a bitch.
Yeah, you know?
I was like, what if we have a row? I can't storm off to my room and slam the door. You know what I mean?
And yeah, it's just you'd be just kind of anxious about going that far away anyway.
100%. Well, all good news. We got on like a house on fire and it was absolutely fab. But I strongly advise, if you think you're all cool and, oh, I'm 24, 25 or whatever age you are and I want to go on this next week trip with my friends, ooh, and have a big party, don't. Bring your mom. You'll have a lovely holiday no matter where you go, and I've listed five particular reasons why. Okay?
Lovely.
Number one, you don't need to know anything. Just follow her.
That's actually spot on.
So good.
Like, my mom is honestly, she's like Francis Brennan when we go anywhere with the flag. Right now, guys, come on.
With the flag.
Follow me now, guys, come on. This way.
You and your little colour coordinated backpack.
Yeah.
All she's missing was the whistle. Everything is booked. Everything is organised. I'm talking flights, where you're staying, what time you're checking out at, bus transfers, boats, ferries, tours, all booked. If you are in doubt, check her laminated, colour-coded, printed Thailand 2024 schedule.
Of course she does.
That she carried everywhere with her.
Oh, well done, Katie.
Number two, you will do things that you otherwise just wouldn't have done on holiday, i.e. attend a healing art group class with locals to make prints on t-shirts using leaves and hammers.
I think this one might be specific.
That's just specifically
to your
Katie.
I mean things you wouldn't normally do, okay?
Of course, yeah.
She will find the thing she's interested in and she will make you go.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking it's not bring your mom on holidays, it's bring Emma's mom
on holidays.
Katie on holidays,
yeah.
Number three, mosquitoes will have a really tough time trying to bite you. She will spray that mosquito repellent around until the taste sticks to your tongue. Get a bite before the mosquito has a chance to pull away from your skin. You'll be lathered in pseudocream. Number four, you will wake up feeling fresh as a daisy every morning. One, because you won't be at any full moon parties. Oh, no, 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 no. And two, because you won't lie in bed dossing on your phone or reading either. Oh, no. Emma! Will you turn off the light, please, pet? Okay, that's the end of the book. Emma, what's that light? Right, that's the end of the screen time. It's 9:34 p.m. And finally, number five. You will, for once, remember where you parked in the blue long-term car park in Dublin Airport.
Ah, very good.
A new one for me.
She's written it down.
No sitting on the bus, spinning around, trying to see something that looks familiar in the darkness. No aimlessly walking through, hoping to stumble across your car within one of those 8,000 spaces. No, she'll say, this is us now. And off you go in the car and you're on your way home.
Perfect.
Lovely.
Bring your ma on holiday.
I'm sold.
100%.
It was a woof week for President Joe Biden last week.
A woof week.
A woof week. He was forced to give his German Shepherd away after two dozen biting incidents in the White House.
Oh my God.
Dozen? Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Only it's good to know where the line is. Apparently it's at 24.
Honestly, only a president's dog would get away with over 20 biting incidents before it gets not even put down, but sent away.
That's
okay?
Insane.
Apparently he's living now with Joe Biden's brother. The dog is called Commander, and apparently the Secret Service were kind of at the front lines of the Commander's attacks, because at one point, a Secret Service agent was like jumped on by the dog, pushed to the ground, had to get stitches, and they had to put a halt to White House visits that day because there was blood on the carpet.
Oh my God.
And that was in July, and yet he reigned there for another like 6 months in the White House, this dog Commander, right? And the funny thing is this is Joe Biden's second dog to be taken away from the White House because of biting incidents.
What's going on? Is it a particular breed? Are they all?
I suppose
he's a German Shepherd, and so was the last lad. So the last lad was called Major, and he was taken away back in 2021, and also from numerous biting incidents.
Are German Shepherds known for being biters?
Oh well, they'd be like guard dogs,
yeah,
they'd be
security dogs.
Alsatians,
yeah.
They would be scary.
Like Commander and Major, like we get it. You're the president. Like,
I know. It's kind of cringe. Yeah. You know who wasn't banned though? Was Joe Biden's
Jill.
Cat. Jill's not banned either.
No.
Joe Biden's cat, Willow.
Oh, that's a nicer name as well, a bit more placid.
I know. See, cats for the win. And there's a good story behind Joe Biden's cat Willow, because he adopted Willow after she jumped on stage during a rally in Pennsylvania when he was running for president in 2020.
That's Willow, Willow knew exactly what she was doing.
She did.
She did. Get me in here. Yeah. They have a nice couch for me to lie on all day. Yeah.
Apparently, Willow has no limits and sometimes sleeps on the president's head.
Sleeps on the president's head?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't imagine.
Maybe
his...
that's why he's gone a bit doddery.
I can't imagine his head being able to sit upright if he had a cat on it.
Or being that comfy.
Like, it's like when the Queen used to put the crown on and she was like, and your neck could just go down straight away. Like,
Yeah. So I've done a bit of a deep dive, and I would strongly recommend you to do the same on a Wikipedia page called US Presidential Pets.
Okay.
Oh, it is a lot of fun.
Okay.
And you know what the best Wikipedia pages are? The ones that give you like a big list.
Oh, yeah.
I just look straight for the list.
Gives you all the lore of them all and everything. Yeah.
So there's like a list of all the presidents and all the pets they had. There's like crazy ones. So like George Washington being the first has a list like so long of all the different pets. Let me get to Theodore Roosevelt.
Doesn't George Washington give off like guinea pig vibes? Guarantee he had a guinea pig.
Well, speaking of guinea pigs, Theodore Roosevelt had one of the longest lists. He was around, I think, at the start of the Second World War, and he had at least 29 pets according to the list, including guinea pigs, dogs, cats, an actual pig, a snake, a rat, a one-legged rooster, a pony, and a hyena.
What the hell?
A hyena.
A hyena that he was gifted from some other country.
Different times,
sure. JFK had loads of pets, including a Connemara pony.
I had a Connemara pony.
Did you?
Maisie.
Well, JFK's was called Leprechaun.
Irish.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It was gifted to him from Eamon de Valera, no less.
Oh, wow. Of course. Yeah.
I love how Eamon de Valera is like, here's this pony. And JFK's like, I'll call him Leprechaun.
Eamon de Valera would be like, please don't.
Yeah. JFK, not great at naming pets, because he also had an Irish wolfhound called Wolf.
Not ideal.
Yeah. Richard Nixon had an Irish red setter. You know the lads on the bus errand buses. And he called it King Timahoe.
Oh.
And I'll tell you a story that where my parents live in Kildare is very near a place called Timahoe, which is where Brady's ham is from. And in between my parents' house and Timahoe is a Quaker cemetery where Nixon's relatives are buried, and he visited it once.
Honestly.
So he obviously named the dog after Timahoe.
Get this woman on the tourism board for Kildare.
That is something else, Aisling. Wow.
It's the home of Brady's ham.
The way she said it was as well. You know
Brady's ham. Yeah.
By Timahoe.
But you know Brady's ham, the good ad. They had the ad about the song in the ad. That was great. Look it up. And the only president of the last 150 years not to have any pets. Donald Trump. Red flag.
Never a good sign.
Did he not even have a dog or anything?
He didn't have one pet.
Oh my God.
Isn't that just fishy?
That's weird.
He can't even look after himself. Never mind an animal.
That's so bizarre.
Do you remember all your pets' names from being a child up?
I think so, yeah.
I've never... You know what? I'm going to keep this for another day. Did I ever tell you about my gerbils?
No, but you do give off gerbil energy.
Very good. Thanks very much. I'll tell you about my gerbils another time. Picture this. Act of innocence. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If I may, producer Callum, would you please swap seats with me?
Oh.
Reason being, this morning, I would like to perform what I've learned from the 3 thigh massages I received while in Thailand over the last couple of weeks. Okay?
Wow.
Oh.
And because it might be inappropriate on you, Dave, I would like to do it.
Why? I'm sick. I need a massage. God's sake.
She would like to do it on a female form. That's what she's learned.
Fine.
See how we get on. We only have a couple of minutes. Both of you take off your shoes and we'll see how we get on.
I'm glad she said shoes. I thought I was going to have to strip. Why do I have to take my shoes off, may I ask?
Because it's an important part of a Thai massage is the feet, Aisling. I will let you know. So shoes off, please. Dave as well.
You don't need to smell my feet.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Fine. Aisling has very nice, lovely smelling feet.
No. Okay.
You're not going to touch my feet, are you?
I am actually going to touch your feet because, my God, did they touch my feet? So, you know.
Oh, God.
So the first thing I'm going to perform on you, and things about the Thai massage, just to bear in mind, are it's unlike your typical relaxing massage. Instead, this includes pressing, leaning, rolling, rocking, squeezing, aka pinching, and circling.
I think Dave would love that.
So, Aisling, can you throw up both of your feeties on my lap there, please?
Oh, God.
We won't be able to get in the floor and hear us.
I'm really self-conscious there. A bit sweaty.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's something about the Air Force Ones, isn't it? It makes them really sweaty.
It does. Are you wearing gloves?
Oh, God, I can smell them from here.
I'm going to need the second little pinky, please. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay.
So one of the processes of the Thai massage is they grab both your feet together, right?
Okay.
And so you put one foot flat down on the ground. And then you put the one over on top of it.
Okay.
And you just kind of, for some reason, squeeze them together.
Oh.
Just like that.
How are we feeling, Ash?
Yeah, it's not good on the verruca.
No.
Thanks, Ash.
What about the bunion?
I'm just joking.
And then you go over the other side and you just squeeze. Then obviously you've got your little sockies on here, but they like to pull your pinkers, right?
They pull
your little pinkers one by one, right? So they go snap, pull.
When you say pinkers, you're not talking about the pinky, you're talking about your toes.
Oh, sorry. Piggies, I mean.
Okay.
Oh, piggies. Yeah, piggies. We're getting confused.
So another pull on the second piggy.
Oh.
Dislocated me second toe.
Did you like that one?
I don't know.
I didn't really like the Thai massage, to be honest.
Okay.
Just admit it. Of course you tell us that midway through.
These
it's actually very sore.
Ran a marathon a few months ago.
And
they're
five.
Not best.
Then the other things they do, again, bear in mind, sometimes, you know, these Thai massages were really good value.
Mm.
But I'm like, overcharge me at an Irish one from now on because this is shite. Right,
okay.
Then they do this kind of stuff to your...
Sorry, my legs are still on Emma's lap.
That's fine. This is your tibia bone, right? From your knee down to your foot. And they just kind of slap it.
Okay.
Ow.
With the side of their hands.
And I'm like, yo, this is a bone, man. It's not a muscle. I don't need you to slap my bones.
Yeah, it's
you
really
know?
Bone on bone.
And then if you want to put down your little pinkers there.
Yeah.
And we'll just...
Piggies.
We'll turn to your back, right?
Okay.
In one particular Thai massage I did, my mum was lying beside me.
Okay.
It was real dark and dingy and kind of scary. I kind of felt like I was in some kind of a dungeon, right? And I was like, let me out of here.
What actually happened is she was getting a liver removed. It was actually a black mark.
I felt the scalpel. I thought that's unusual.
I was having a lovely time. I was actually half asleep and I was awoken by my mother saying, no, that's enough now. No, that's enough now. Please stop.
No.
And what was happening to her was this squeezing was just 40 minutes of her being
pinched.
Pinch. I'm not going to do what did. Will I give you one good
do
pinch?
One good pinch. Oh,
I can't even. You're so slim, I can't even get a bit of fat on you.
I know, there's so. Oh, you just have to look.
It's horrible.
Is that the end of the Thai massage?
Well, it goes on for an hour, just pinching and pushing and shoving and slapping. And
I heard they give you a big slap in the face after.
Well, it's not far off. This is the move that I kind of liked, but it feels a bit sexy. It's
go
weird.
On.
So they give me both your hands behind your back.
Okay, I hope Joanne and HR is listening.
Like this?
Yeah. Oh, you're asking me to like do almost like, oh my God, it's like you're handcuffing me.
So, Aisling's hands are now behind her back and I'm holding them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Thai masseuse would then, I won't do this, put her foot to your back.
Oh, yeah.
To pull herself out of way while pulling the arms.
Oh.
And then everything cracks. Your breasts are just so out there. It just feels really strange.
They break in half.
And then she says... And relax. You're like, I don't feel right. That was absolutely
tell
horrendous.
Me how.
Yeah, so that's a Thai massage. Don't get one.
And you'll be back three more times before the holiday is out.
I was like, maybe that was just a bad one, man. Let's try again.
Okay,
let's try again.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jax Jones and Auras, I miss you on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Do you remember the time Jax Jones showed up at a college house party in Inchicore and played
in a
living room? That was so
I always
random.
Wanted to be part of something like that. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, like, Daniel Radcliffe went back to a house party.
I remember that. Sure, it wasn't that long after the Harry Potter days that he did that, wasn't it?
So cool.
Well, big news this morning, gig-wise, and I don't know why this surprises me. Just an outdoor venue for this. I don't know. Anyway, it's great news for fans. Nicki Minaj confirmed will play Malahide Castle.
No.
Oh, wow.
This summer, Saturday the 6th of July. Tickets going on sale this Friday morning at 9 a.m. Nicki Minaj super basing it up in Malahide Castle.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
I know what you mean. Like, I kind of think of Malahide for bands and stuff like that. But
Sam Fender kind
of. That's class though.
So yeah, tickets for that on Friday, I'm sure they will be a stormer. Try and get your hands on. You're listening to Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this. Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.